Chapter 38. Most of them slept outside in normal times, so packing all those bodies into the homestead made for a tight fit. The keepers had organized and distributed the gladers throughout the rooms, along with blankets and pillows. Despite the number of people and the chaos of such a change, a disturbing silence hung over the activities, as if no one wanted to draw attention to themselves. When everyone was settled, Thomas found himself upstairs with Newt, Albie, and Min-ho, and they were finally able to finish their discussion from earlier in the courtyard. Albie and Newt sat on the only bed in the room, while Thomas and Min-ho sat next to them in chairs. The only other furniture was a crooked wooden dresser and a small table, on top of which rested a lamp providing what light they had. The gray darkness seemed to press on the windows from outside, with promises of bad things to come.
"Closest I've come so far," Newt was saying, "to hanging it all up. Shuck it all and kiss a griever goodnight. Supplies cut, bloody gray skies, walls not closing. But we can't give up, and we all know it. The buggers who sent us here either want us dead or they're giving us a spur. This or that, we gotta work our asses off till we're dead or not dead."
Thomas nodded, but didn't say anything. He agreed completely, but had no concrete ideas on what to do. If he could just make it to tomorrow, maybe he and Teresa could come up with something to help. Thomas glanced over at Albie, who was staring at the floor, seemingly lost in his own gloomy thoughts. His face still wore the long, weary look of depression, his eyes sunken and hollow. The changing had been aptly named, considering what it had done to him.
"Albie," Newt asked, "are you going to pitch in?"
Albie looked up, surprise crossing his face as if he hadn't known that anyone else was in the room.
"Huh? Oh, yeah, good that. But you've seen what happens at night. Just because Greeny the freaking Superboy made it doesn't mean the rest of us can."
Thomas rolled his eyes ever so slightly at Min-ho, so tired of Albie's attitude. If Min-ho felt the same way, he did a good job of hiding it.
"I'm with Thomas and Newt. We gotta quit boo-hooing and feeling sorry for ourselves."
He rubbed his hands together and sat forward in his chair.
"Tomorrow morning, first thing, you guys can assign teams to study the maps full time while the runners go out. We'll pack our stuff shuck full so we can stay out there a few days."
"What?"
Albie asked, his voice finally showing some emotion.
"What do you mean, days?"
"I mean, days. With open doors and no sunset, there's no point in coming back here anyway. Time to stay out there and see if anything opens up when the walls move. If they still move."
"No way," Albie said. "We have the homestead to hide in, and if that ain't working, the map room and the slammer. We can't freaking ask people to go out there and die, Min-ho. Who'd volunteer for that?"
"Me," Min-ho said. "And Thomas."
Everyone looked at Thomas. He simply nodded. Although it scared him to death, exploring the maze, really exploring it, was something he'd wanted to do from the first time he'd learned about it.
"I will if I have to," Newt said, surprising Thomas.
Though he'd never talk about it, the older boy's limp was a constant reminder that something horrible had happened to him out in the maze.
"And I'm sure all the runners'll do it."
"With your bum leg?"
Albie asked, a harsh laugh escaping his lips. Newt frowned, looked at the ground.
"Well, I don't feel good asking gladers to do something if I'm not bloody willing to do it myself."
Albie scooted back on the bed and propped his feet up.
"Whatever. Do what you want."
"Do what I want?" Newt asked, standing up.
"What's wrong with you, man? Are you telling me we have a choice? Should we just sit around on our butts and wait to be snuffed by the grievers?"
Thomas wanted to stand up and cheer, sure that Albie would finally snap out of his doldrums. But their leader didn't look in the least bit reprimanded or remorseful.
"Well, it sounds better than running to them."
Newt sat back down.
"Albie, you gotta start talking reason."
As much as he hated to admit it, Thomas knew they needed Albie if they were going to accomplish anything. The gladers looked up to him. Albie finally took a deep breath, then looked at each of them in turn.
"You guys know I'm all screwed up. Seriously, I'm sorry. I shouldn't be the stupid leader anymore."
Thomas held his breath. He couldn't believe Albie had just said that.
"Oh, bloody," Newt started.
"No, Albi shouted, his face showing humility, surrender.
That's not what I mean.
Listen to me. I ain't saying we should switch or any of that clunk. I'm just saying, I think I need to let you guys make the decisions. I don't trust myself. So, yeah, I'll do whatever.
Thomas could see that both Minho and Newt were as surprised as he was.
Okay, Newt said slowly, as if he was unsure. We'll make it work. I promise. You'll see.
Yeah, Albi muttered.
After a long pause, he spoke up, a hint of odd excitement in his voice.
Hey, tell you what. Put me in charge of the maps. I'll freaking work every glader to the bone studying those things.
Works for me, Minho said.
Thomas wanted to agree, but he didn't know if it was his place. Albi put his feet back on the floor, sat up straighter.
You know, it was really stupid for us to sleep in here tonight. We should have been out in the map room working.
Thomas thought that was the smartest thing he'd heard Albi say in a long time.
Minho shrugged.
Probably right.
Well, I'll go,
Albi said with a confident nod.
Right now.
Newt shook his head.
Forget that, Albi. Already heard the bloody grievers moaning out there. We can wait till they wake up.
Albi leaned forward, elbows on his knees.
Hey, you shucks are the ones giving me all the pep talks. Don't start whining when I actually listen. If I'm gonna do this, I gotta do it. Be the old me. I need something to dive into.
Relief flooded Thomas. He'd grown sick of all the contention. Albi stood up.
Seriously, I need this.
He moved toward the door of the room as if he really meant to leave.
You can't be serious, Newt said. You can't go out there now.
I'm going, and that's that.
Albi took his ring of keys from his pocket and rattled them mockingly. Thomas couldn't believe the sudden bravery.
See you shucks in the morning.
And then he walked out.